For those who are in the mood for some music, a reminder that it is Friday, which means a new Andrew Lloyd Webber musical goes live on YouTube. This week it is Love Never Dies, the sequel to The Phantom of the Opera, which picks up 10 years after the events of the original show. And you can catch that from this evening on the channel The Show Must Go On. So you're going onto YouTube and you are Googling The Show Must Go On. Or if you Google Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, you'll get there as well. But this evening, Phantom of the Opera will be replaced by Love Never Dies. And speaking of Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, some of you might have caught our next guest playing the lead in an international production of Evita back when we could all still go to the theatre. Like other performers, Danielle Baton is now currently confined to her home. She cannot walk the boards on any platform. She cannot perform at any live gigs. But in keeping with the sentiment of the show must go on, she is performing every evening. She's just doing it on her own balcony in Seapoint. And a number of Seapoint residents have been reacting very positively to what's happening. Danielle Baton is with me on the line now. It's lovely to have you on the show, Danielle. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Thank you. It's so good to be with you.
What inspired you to sing on the balcony each evening?
Well, it's been a bit of a journey for me. I got diagnosed with breast cancer in December in my last 2 weeks on tour in Guangzhou.
Sure.
I came home and it was just a series of operations. I had a double mastectomy, an auxiliary lymph node clearance, and I've actually been undergoing chemo. It's been hectic with lockdown and I live alone, so it's been interesting.
Sure.
The third round of chemo knocked me. I was woman down for a week, and before my next chemo session, the fourth one of the Red Devil, which it really is the Red Devil, it takes the life out of you. I had a bit of energy and, you know, I just miss singing so much. I miss playing the role, and I decided I was just going to get out on my balcony and sing to honor our healthcare workers and essential workers in a different way. You know, the clapping happens every night at 8 o'clock and the screaming, and it's wonderful. But I thought, I was just inspired by the performances in Italy, and I thought, now's the time.
I mean, what a story, Danielle. Firstly, to be going through lockdown alone is not easy for anyone, but to be going through it alone and be fighting cancer at the same time is extraordinarily difficult. Do you think that what you are going through from a health perspective is in any way making you more resilient to the lockdown experience, or perhaps giving you coping skills because you've had to find those to get through your health challenges?
Exactly. Well, I've been on such a spiritual journey through this whole process. I was determined that by the time I shaved my hair, just like the Indians do, I was going to have, a miracle, an awakening, if you call it. So I was seeing healers. I was working on myself, going really deep within. I started writing a blog called thejourneywithin.co.za, just putting all my thoughts and feelings and everything I was going through on paper and then releasing it. And the response has been so incredible from people that I'm just so glad I was able to share it. And I learned that the power of vulnerability is such an incredible thing and can really connect us all on such a deeper level. So during lockdown, it has been challenging. I am an optimist though, and I do see the silver linings. I've been coping. When it hits me bad, I just surrender. I know that this too shall pass. And I'm pretty used to my four walls by now, my little studio apartment. I've been home recovering since January from surgery. So, I mean, the lockdown, you know, it didn't affect me too much.
What a story, Danielle. I really salute you for the positive attitude that you're taking and for finding it in yourself to entertain and lift the spirits of others. Now, we're going to play a little snippet of your singing for the rest of the Cape Talk audience. But before we do that, you've got some live concerts actually scheduled for tonight and tomorrow night, and I think another one next week. Tell us a bit about what you're doing.
Yes, I'm so excited. The second one was so incredible. My friend set up a bigger sound rig. He's a DJ who lives downstairs from me, and we just hit the whole of Seapoint all the way down to Beach Road. And tonight, I'm very excited to say that I'm doing another one, and tomorrow evening, and the 30th of April for the last night of lockdown, if it actually happens.
Okay.
But you can register, everyone can register on howler.co.za/balcony sessions. There is an option to donate if you like what you hear, since I won't be working for the rest of the year. And I'll also be donating some of the profits that I make tonight and tomorrow night and on the 30th to Reach for Recovery, which is an incredible organization that I've just become an ambassador for, supporting breast cancer patients during their diagnosis, hospital visits, and, you know, recovery. And also to SAFE, the South African Fund for Entertainers. It's an initiative which is also collaborating with Pick and Pay to provide food for all the workers that create the festivals and for entertainers out there who are struggling at the moment financially.
That's fantastic, Danielle. I mean, there is a huge sense of people pulling together to try and support those who are left in desperate straits at this time. And it's wonderful to hear about all those different ventures. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I love the fact that you're paying it forward to Reach for Recovery as well. And we're going to be thinking of you as you continue to fight not only the impact of lockdown on your career, but the fight against cancer as well. Danielle Beton is her name. And it's been wonderful having you on the show, Danielle. This is what she sounds like. We're going to play you a clip of one of her concerts on the balcony in Seapoint. And I'd love to hear from any Seapoint residents who've listened to them in the evenings. Let us know what it does for you to hear that beautiful music wafting across into your window. Here she is, and it has to be, of course, something from Evita, but with a twist.
Cry for me, Quarantina. The truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise, so keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in, though it seems they were all I desired. They are illusions. They are not the solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you.
That's a snippet of Danielle Beton performing on her balcony in Seapoint. And of course, the cheering and whistling and howling you could hear in the background was the neighbors responding to the free concert they were enjoying. And I'm not surprised in the slightest. If you'd like to tune into her concerts, remember they are happening tonight and tomorrow night with another one coming next week. You need to register on howler.co.za, /balcony sessions. Her name's Danielle Beton. You can look her up on Facebook and find her website as well. Thanks for everything you're doing to keep spirits up in in Sea Point, Danielle. And good luck to you as you continue to fight not only the economic impact of lockdown, but the impact of your cancer diagnosis. And our thoughts will be with you going forward. A WhatsApp simply saying, what an inspirational lady. May you be blessed and heal soon. And I'm sure that is a sentiment shared by so many of our listeners. Lovely to have you on the show this afternoon, Danielle Bitton.